نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The verse which I have just recited, this is the towards the last part of Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59. I may have spoken on this subject before, but I would like to relate this particular verse in regard to what's happening in the world with the Muslim Ummah, with the Muslim as a whole. And it has two aspects. One is the individual as a Muslim, and the other is as a Ummah as a whole. The verse, the ayat as it stands, says, O those who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah. And then the verse goes on and says, every soul must watch out, must see what they have sent forward for tomorrow, that is the hereafter. Then Quran says, wattaqullah, again Allah Ta'ala repeats the same word, that fear Allah. The other half of the verse says and admonishes the community, saying, do not be like those who forgot Allah Ta'ala, and as a consequence of that, Allah Ta'ala made them forget themselves. And then Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, they are the ones who are the sinners. There are a few things that you must understand in this particular verse, then you will be able to appreciate what Allah Ta'ala is saying. If other verses would not have come on similar subject, this verse alone is more than enough to make a person stand on his toes and to watch out. First thing you must understand, the very beginning of the verse, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O those who have believed. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is demanding from those who claim that we are mu'min. Otherwise, why should Allah Ta'ala doesn't demand from kuffar anything? You demand from those whom you expect from. You demand things you expect from your children, from your friends. And it is these people upon whom you put your demands. You do not expect from the strangers anything. And that's why you feel hurt when your son, your children don't do what you expect them to do. Because you expected from him and he didn't do it, and that's why you feel hurt. But you don't expect anything from the stranger. If the stranger does anything to you, momentarily you feel hurt, but you don't care about it. You have become indifferent. But you do not become indifferent when it happens to you from a friend. And then you say, I thought he was my friend. So you feel hurt. And therefore, whenever Allah Ta'ala asks, Allah Ta'ala demands any action, Allah Ta'ala always uses the word, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Because mu'min are nearer to Allah اس لیے کہ ان کو اللہ سے محبت کا دعویٰ ہے, ایمان کا دعویٰ ہے. دے سے کہ آئی ایم مومن, آئی ایم اے مسلم, بٹ دیز آر یور کلیمس اینڈ کلیم ہیز ٹو بی پروون, ادر وائز از ہالو, ہیز نو از ناٹ بیکڈ اپ بائی اینی تھنگ. دا فرسٹ تھنگ یو مسٹ انڈرسٹینڈ, اللہ تعالیٰ ڈز ناٹ یوز دا ورڈ یا ایھا الذین اسلموا اور دوز ہو ایکسپٹڈ اسلام. اللہ تعالیٰ سین یا الذین آمنوا, ایمان از مچ ڈیپر, ایمان از مچ مور سیریس اینڈ سم تھنگ وچ یو کین ناٹ کوانٹیفائی, سم تھنگ وچ از انویزبل, سم تھنگ دا اباؤٹ آف وچ, دا پلیس آف وچ از یور ہارٹ. This is where things start. This is where it motivates to do something. And therefore, iman is a very delicate, is a hidden commodity within your heart. And therefore, if you have iman, then it will motivate you to do what Allah Ta'ala is demanding. And therefore, the first thing Allah Ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu." Otherwise, just think about it. Another verse Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu billahi rasuli. It looks like redundant. Quran is saying, oh, those who believe, believe in Allah and His Messenger. Why should Allah Ta'ala repeat that? And also, the issue becomes even more serious when you think, who are the first addressees of the Quran? It is the Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, whose life are like haram, pak, pure. And Quran is addressing them through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ke wo log jo iman laaye ho, sahi mano mein iman laao Allah ke upar, uske rasool ke upar. Why should Allah Ta'ala say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi rasooli? Why? Because once you say that iman, that's enough. But Allah Ta'ala is repeating, this means, کچھ پرابلم ہے اس میں, دیر از سم پرابلم دیر. مائی فادر رحمت اللہ علیہ یوز ٹو سے, لیٹ می سے ان اردو دین آئی ٹرانسلیٹ ان انگلش, اٹ از سیڈ, ہماری بدعمالیاں, آور بیڈ ایکٹس, ایول ایکٹس, ہماری بدعمالیاں چغلی کھاتی ہیں کہ ہمارے ایمان میں کمزوری ہے. That our evil deeds suggest, point to the fact there is a defect in our iman, there is a weakness in our iman. Otherwise, why should they do that? And therefore, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal aminu, aminu billah. And addressing the Sahaba. So if Sahaba are being warned, if Sahaba are being cautioned, just imagine how much caution we require. And then Allah says, Wattaqullah. Allah سے ڈرو. Allah سے ڈرو for what? The next verse, the next part of the verse explained that. وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَغَدْ. Allah سے ڈرو, fear Allah and see that what you are, that have you sent anything for tomorrow, anything forward. Each soul must watch out, must be careful, must see that they have sent something forward for tomorrow. Now, ittaqullah, the word taqwa, is such a word in Arabic that really cannot be explained in English just like that. It has various meanings, but all point to the same thing. The easiest translation, the closest translation is consciousness of Allah. Allah, to be conscious of Allah. Allah ko hazir nazir apne قلب میں, اپنے سر پر, اپنے دماغ میں اس طرح رچا لے, اس طرح بٹھا دے کہ ہر کام جو وہ کرتا ہے یہ خیال رہے کہ کوئی دیکھ رہا ہے. Somebody is watching, somebody is seeing. And this is what the meaning is of the famous حدیث, حدیث جبریل, famous حدیث, کہ آپ اپنی عبادت اس طرح سے کیجئے کہ آپ اللہ کو دیکھ رہے ہیں, that you are watching Allah. If you can't think that, at least think that Allah is watching you. And just imagine, if this muraqabah, of this observation, of Allah's presence is in your mind and your heart, nothing will go wrong. If your supervisor in the factory or anywhere else is watching, your efficiency is very strong. And the moment you feel the supervisor is not there, nobody is watching, you are a little relaxed. If you are sitting in the majlis of our Shaykh, we don't do anything wrong, we do anything to hurt him. Or if he is in his absence, since you have taken a pledge that you will follow him whatever he says, then you will see to it that you do not do anything wrong to hurt him. So the taqwa means Allah's presence should overwhelm in your mind and your heart to such an extent that it acts as a guard, it acts as a caution. If a man will make a mistake, will commit wrong, that's part of the human body anatomy construction, structure, it will be there. But the thing is, your heart, if it is conscious, it will prick you immediately that we did something wrong. Then the duty is that you must then rectify it by making sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. That means you humble yourself and you're asking Allah Ta'ala tawbah so that you clean your heart immediately, clean your mind immediately. Then Quran says again, after saying that you must watch out what you have, that you have sent something forward. So the first taqullah says that if you are fearing Allah, then you must know that you have to send something, because all iman is backed up by your deed. And therefore you see that something goes there. The next, again Quran says wa taqullah. Again Allah says wa taqullah. Why? Because the next point says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ مَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Fear Allah, why? Because Allah Ta'ala knows what you have been doing. In other words, the thing that you have sent, that deed that you have sent to Allah Ta'ala for tomorrow, what is the quality of that action? Is it acceptable to Allah or not? Have we done that according to the dictates of Allah Ta'ala? Have we done the according to dictates of the Sharia? Have we done to the dictates, to the demands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the quality of action that we have sent? We may think that we have done a very good job. We may think that we have done, we have sent very good deeds. But you are not the judge of your action. When the students write the examination, he thinks he has done very well, but he is not the judge. The judge is the examiner. He will examine and he will say whether you come up to this standard or not. And therefore, the next taqullah, the second taqullah says, Inna Allah khabir ma ta'amaloon. Allah Ta'ala knows what you have been doing. In other words, that all that you have sent there, is it any worthwhile? Uski qeemat hai? Allah ki haan koi qeemat uski hai ya nahi hai? Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, or forget all the sahaba. Just take the example of those 10 sahaba regarding whom the guarantee of Jannat was given right here in this world. Ashra'i Mubashara, 10 sahaba, 10 companions. They have been given the glad tidings promise from Allah Ta'ala, guaranteed Jannat, not anything else. Guaranteed, that your Jannat is guaranteed. Even these sahaba, even these sahaba used to cry and say, I'm not sure if my deeds are going to be accepted or not. And here we show our arrogance, we do little bit of charity, we do little bit of this thing, and we are proud that we have done this, this, this. You must always, in our tasawwuf, a shaykh, the first thing that he teaches a man, a person, his murid or disciple, whatever it is, the first thing he teaches to remove from your mind that you are the best of the creation, that you are best of the creatures. You must always think that you are worst of the creature. As Zafar, Bahadur Shah Zafar says, one of the things is that, jab se padi apne aibon par apni nazar, to nazaron mein koi bura na raha. It's only when you watch out that what evils you have got inside, and then you judge others, then you will realize that other people are not as worse as you were thinking. You must worry about yourself. We must worry about ourselves, our individual, our family, our friendship, our society, rather than about somebody else. You worry about somebody else only when your model is presentable, is acceptable. Only then. And therefore, the second Taqullah says, what is the quality of our deeds, our actions? And then Allah Ta'ala reminds that if you don't do this, if you're not conscious of Allah, if you're not conscious of Allah's presence, then you will forget, you will commit wrong, you will do all kinds of things. What is the test? If you ask for test of Iman, for example. And what is happening around the world? What has happened in Afghanistan? What has happened in Sudan? What's happening in Kashmir? Wherever it is happening, everywhere Muslims are involved. And we are worried. When a musibat comes, and think we read Qunut al-Nazila and prayers and nafals and all things we do. But you must understand, if you look at the history of Islam, and from the Rasulullah all time, and then you compare, do we deserve any reward from Allah Ta'ala? Do we deserve any help from Allah Ta'ala? Don't think of individual. Think of the Ummah. If azab could have come while good people were there, while the Nabi were there, so how do you ask exception from the rule? Take the battle of Uhud. Take the battle of Hunain. Quran mentioned that. Rasulullah was there. And yet, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and the day of the battle of Hunain, not that they were not saying the fact. Fact was fact. But the way it was saying, that is, happened, they said, who is going to defeat us today? We are such a great number. Momentarily, Allah Ta'ala withdrew his help. While Rasulullah was there, then they made Tawbah. Because what happened? Their eyes moved from Allah to their abundant number of soldiers. In the battle of Uhud, why it happened? Why Rasulullah was there? Rasulullah himself was wounded. Why? Because they defied, they disobeyed the structure that the Nabi had given to them. A price was paid for that. Now look around the world today. Take the Muslim world. America would not have dared enter Afghanistan if the Muslim world had been together, had been united. Don't blame America. Don't blame England. Don't blame any European country for that matter. Because they are your enemies anyway. If they don't do what they are doing, they are not your enemies. And Quran is very clear. Quran is very clear. لَن تَضَىٰ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَىٰ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Quran ka faisla hai bhai. Quran ka faisla ye hai ki Yahud aur Nasara tumse us waqt razi hohenge nahi. They will not be satisfied. They will not be happy with you unless you follow their pattern of life. And Quran uses the word millat and not ummat. Hatta tattabi'a millatahum. Quran is not saying ummatahum. There is a difference. Ummat is any ummat, any nation, any community. But millat has got a religious connotation. So unless you take the whole pattern of their life, so all the heads of Muslim states at the moment, they are all secularist. They are more afraid of Islam than Europe is afraid of Islam. The first thing in Afghanistan happened after that they play music. They start dancing, making art and this thing. And this is considered a progress. This is considered liberalism. So don't blame them. They will bring what they contain. Blame yourself. Blame the community. Blame the Muslim world as a whole. And distinguish between the ummah, between the community, people, and the government. And that's why, because of doing whatever we have done, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ do not be like those who have forgotten Allah. Naturally. As Allah says, Allah Ta'ala says, if you forget Allah, Allah Ta'ala will forget you too. What are you demanding, sir? Allah Ta'ala has no unilateral agreement with Muslims that no matter what you do, we will help you. Allah Ta'ala's help, Allah Ta'ala's promise is conditional. Antumul a'lona in kuntum mu'minin. You will be on the top, but the condition is provided you are a mu'min. And mu'min does not mean necessarily just come for namaz. That's a very weak demand of Islam or Iman. When you come for namaz, we make our roza, we make our thing. That's a very small thing. It is easier for you to make namaz, but difficult for you to be whole noble character. It is easier for you to take care of your family. It is very difficult to take care of an orphan. So the thing is, this test of Iman is not merely in your roza and your aqaid. That's the very weakest thing. Alhamdulillah, all of us do it. But the weakest of Iman, the real test is, what is our mu'amalat? How is our relationship? How is our everyday transactions? What do we do? How is our akhlaq? That's why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in the famous hadith, بُعِثْتُ لَوْتَ مِنْ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I have been sent down to perfect the noble characters. Why? Why are they saying that? Read the last khutbah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Hajj. Hardly there is any mention of the aqaid and ibadat. What the whole khutbah deals with? All our social mamlaat, all our political mamlaat, all our akhlaq, all our kirdar, these are things which I mentioned there. So the real test of Iman is in our mamlaat, in our akhlaq. And this is what we are taught. This is what Sahaba learned. Deen, you don't read deen, you learn deen. Deen padha nahi jata, deen sikha jata hai. Sahaba did not read deen, they learned deen. As far as reading is concerned, even a 9-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, a 5-year-old girl, even they will be able to tell you how to make wudu, how to make what is roza, what is namaz. Even they know. But knowledge is something else. We are talking about learning. And learning means that you have to bend your knees in front of somebody to learn. What are our faults? Where do we learn? What do we do? And therefore, Ta'ala says, do not be like those who forget Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will forget you too. Ulaikum al-fasiqun. Allah ka faisla hai. Those who fall in this category, they are the sinners. They are the fasiq. They are not mu'mineen. That's the point Allah Ta'ala is making. Because Allah Ta'ala has defined who is a mu'min. And here Allah Ta'ala is saying, who deviates from that path and who is falling in this category, that they are the sinners. So Allah Ta'ala leave it to you, you decide. A couplet which says, look at us. Even a 5-year-old child, a 9-year-old child, 10-year-old child, even he knows that death occurs every day. We also know death occurs every day. And Alhamdulillah, as a Muslim, we accept. And we know this is happening. But where we go wrong, momentarily we become neglectful. As soon as we even go out of the mosque, the joguna kije sawab hai aaj. Ke bhai, theek hai, Allah mere se maafi maang lenge. Who knows if we get the chance or not. A poet says, Paas kuch bhi nahi, aur mulk-e-adam ka hai safar. Paas kuch bhi nahi, aur mulk-e-adam ka hai safar. Hausle dekhiye in besar aur samanon ke. That we haven't got anything in store. And we are traveling so far here in the hereafter. Look at the audacity and the bravery of these people who haven't got anything in store. Isn't that audacity? If you travel, even if you go for a picnic for short place, you take lots of things. Especially South African. Got lots of things. And yet, we think if we have prayed, if we have fasted, this is enough. Ordinary things, small thing. That's also counted. Just the other day I was here, some nikah or something. While the adhan was going on, Maghrib Namaz, somebody was kept shouting all the time, Car number so and so, so and so, has put in the car, the driveway somebody, remove the car from there. The man who put the car in the driveway didn't even think about it. Whom he is hurting? Even if that house happened to be a Muslim, why do you assume that there will be no sickness, there will be nothing there? What happens if a man wants something happen there? It's an ordinary thing, a small thing. This is our akhlaq. So the test comes when the Sharia hukum is one side and your temptation desire on the other hand. Then which one you choose? This is the test. That's the easiest. And therefore look around the world. That is, why Allah Ta'ala has done this to us? What we have done? Our deeds have been mixed, our iman has been that strong to be able to do that? If not, then you blame yourself. Not asking Allah Ta'ala at the last minute, Allah Ta'ala help me, Allah Ta'ala help me. Allah Ta'ala won't help just like that. Allah Ta'ala's agreement was not unilateral. Allah Ta'ala is bilateral. Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala said, okay, Allah Ta'ala will not help you unless you help him. It's conditional, not unilateral. And fatah or shikast, the victory and defeat, that's not a criterion whatsoever. It can happen, something else, but today, if we correct ourselves, tomorrow you will have victory. Allah Ta'ala says so. And therefore, the lesson that is there, that we as an individual, first, and then as an ummah, as a community, we have to be in the even keel. And the presence of Allah in our mind should be so overwhelming that all our deeds, good or bad, this is not the time to explain, must be done. Our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Allah Ta'ala Umar Daraz Kare or Sihat Ata Farmaye, we always talk about Islamic government, Islamic government, Islamic government. He says, ki hamari hukumat, hamare aza pa to hai. Our government, our authority is on our own limbs. Don't we have authority in our eyes? Don't we have authority in our tongue? Don't we have authority in our ears? On our hands, on our feet? On our thoughts? Don't we have authority? So if we do not govern ourselves, a common dictator of Islam, how are you expecting somebody else to govern everybody else? They must, as my father used to say, da'i ilal khair, one who invites people to good, has to be a model of goodness so that other people accept the goodness. Otherwise, why should they be there? So whatever I have said, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, I myself deserve the same admonition. That if it goes into somebody's heart and correct himself and seek the help of the teachers or the any other person with taqi, mashallah, this month we have got the Maulana Yusuf Patel sahab, Allah Ta'ala unke upar daraz kare, unka saaya der tak rakhe. Allah Ta'ala ki ghanimat hai ki aise log yahan maujood hain. You take advantage of this. But correction means that you should be steadfast and remain it, not you get one day you make 100 times zikr and tomorrow no zikr whatsoever. That's not the argument. Wa akhiru da'wana bil alamin, assalamu alaikum.